Michigan is a hotbed of classical music, especially when young superstar pianist Daniil Trifonov is concerned. This past March, he made his Montreal Symphony Orchestra debut on a University Musical Society Hill Auditorium concert in Ann Arbor. Then in October, he returned to Hill Auditorium for a solo recital, followed by a November live broadcast on WKAR with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra playing his own piano concerto. You can hear Daniil Trifonov's Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev Russian roots. He was born in Novgorod in 1991, started playing the piano at the age of 5 and wound up at the Cleveland Institute of Music. Trifonov was a prize winner at 3 of the most prestigious worldwide piano competitions, the Van Cliburn, the Rubinstein, and the Tchaikovsky competitions. Since then, Trifonov has been playing, well, everywhere, and in between concerts recording exclusively for Deutsche Grammophon. Trifonov's newest release is entitled Chopin Evocations, and the two-disc set, of course, features music of the Polish master, plus other composers' takes on the OG of the romantic piano. Leading off the set is the second piano concerto by Chopin, partnering with the Mahler Chamber Orchestra, with a new orchestration by the conductor, Mikhail Pletnev. Other tracks include various masters' tributes to Chopin, Peter Tchaikovsky, Robert Schumann, and this Edvard Grieg's study, Homage to Chopin. Daniil Trifonov also includes two 20th century takes on Chopin's music, including American Samuel Barber's take on Chopin, set in the 1900s. Daniil Trifonov's Chopin Evocations is a brilliant take on the enormous impact of Chopin's music on the instrument and all of classical music. No additional Michigan appearances yet on the calendar, but Daniil Trifonov returns to North America in February for performances in Toronto, Princeton, New Jersey, and New York's Carnegie Hall, back to the U.S. in March for concerts in Boston and nearby Cleveland. Chopin Evocations is WKAR's new release of the month. I'm Peter Whorf.